And ovarian cancer is, it's a real bad actor.
Dr. Candace Johnson is deputy director at Roswell. The National Cancer Institute is providing $11 million in funding to Roswell in collaboration with the University of Pittsburgh Cancer Institute for this ovarian cancer research. Each year, the disease claims the lives of more than 14,000 women. Dr. Kunle Undunsi is principal investigator for this SPOR grant.
Over the past 12 years, studies conducted here at Roswell Park clearly indicated that the immune system has the ability to recognize and destroy ovarian cancer cells.
Dr. Undunsi says they will concentrate on the immune system in the patients with four projects planned. Three are clinical trials.
For Project 1, this is focused on ovarian cancer patients in remission. These patients have a high risk of relapse, and therefore, the goal is to empower the patient's immune system with a powerful vaccine and simultaneously block one of the dominant mechanisms by which ovarian cancers escape from immune attack.
Project 2 will examine those who have a relapse with the cancer. Their white blood cells will be re-engineered outside the body. In Project 3, researchers will review newly diagnosed patients. A portion of tumor cells from their surgery will be used to manufacture a vaccine to create killer cells. Dr. Undunsi says the fourth project involves a study to look at ways to reduce the risk of this cancer.
Project 4 is focused on a large population of ovarian cancer patients in an attempt to understand the genetic basis for the disease. Project 4 has global implications. It is going to be testing almost 20,000 women from across the world in collaboration with a consortium called the Ovarian Cancer Association Consortium.
The overall goal of the research grant is to provide prolonged survival for patients. Competition for the SPOR grant was very high. It's only the fifth awarded in the nation and the first in New York State. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.